Hey, so what's going on? Why are we here again? I just talked to you guys like 30 hours ago.
Chernobyl, Pompeii.
Oh, okay. So we're
Okay.
not talking about the HBO show.
No, it has been on my mind. It is really good and really heavy, but huge disasters in human history.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Big
yeah, yeah.
ones.
Big
Okay.
ones.
Real bad stuff.
Yeah. So there's been another.
Holy shit.
Another Pompeii?
Yeah.
What? I've watched the news. Well, I don't watch the news. I refresh Reddit pretty often.
So I fucked up and I may have not saved our episode from yesterday.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah,
no.
that is like a Pompeii.
Yeah.
It's gone, gone, gone.
It's gone, gone, gone. It's like,
Oh.
I would say it's about 75% listener of the show Ben's fault. So shout out to him for it being his fault.
Wait, it's someone else's fault? So someone did this to us?
Well, I did it, but I did it while I was trying to show him something.
Okay, what were you trying to show him?
You really making me do this? I was trying to show him a little animation in my menu bar of like a whale. I was like, hey, this is.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I remember yesterday's episode. It was good.
Yesterday's episode was really good.
It was really good. It was.
We lost it for a menu whale.
Yeah, I was trying to send him this little animation and just be like, huh, look at this.
It was just to say, huh, look at this. It wasn't even like a quippy response to something.
No, it wasn't. And then after I sent that to him, I did screen capture in QuickTime, which is what we used to record. And then after that was done, I was like, well, I don't need this anymore. Don't save. And yeah.
I will say, Mike, I am shocked he didn't save the whale.
But anyway, I'm sorry to you guys for making you.
Oh, it's okay. Come on.
Yeah, it's okay,
What are we really doing here? We're just hanging out.
Just chilling.
Yeah, now we're hanging out again. We have to think of brand new stuff to talk about.
I know.
Yeah, that was hard.
Usually I only have like one thing to tell you guys per week.
Me too.
Now we need two on back-to-back days. I feel like an NBA player.
Which one? Which one?
I mean, anyone playing a back-to-back.
Oh.
Who do you most feel like, though?
In this moment? I guess I'm ready to rise to the occasion again on short notice. So I guess in the spirit of yesterday's basketball game, I feel like Boogie Cousins.
Ooh,
Yeah.
okay.
Okay.
Take some boogie magic tonight.
Feeling the groove.
Okay, so you better bring the same kind of game then.
Has Boogie, you want me to get. Did he get a triple double or a near
He
triple
had
double?
six assists.
Six assists. But he played great.
He did.
Yeah.
Can you get six assists in one game?
You know, yes, Mike. I don't really enjoy the implication. Either I'm bad at like creating opportunities for others, or you're calling me a selfish player. I'll get you the shot. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking. Boogie Cousins, yesterday, the underlying story is that he played much slower than he usually plays because he's coming back from an injury,
Right, he just tore his quad.
Yeah, but he was very effective.
Yeah.
Very.
Slow but hot.
Yeah. And okay, I'll try that today. I'll keep it on the slow. And then one of you guys can be Steph Curry, and the other can be either Klay or Draymond.
Okay.
Dave's Draymond. I got Draymond.
Mike's Draymond? Mike, you know what that means.
I'll be Steph. I'm going to be Steph, and I'm going to be taking riskier shots this episode. So I'm going to start
Oh.
taking threes from the 3-point line of my basket.
Oh my
Oh,
God.
wow.
That is some ballsy Steph shit. You know, I'm pretty proud that you're so familiar with Steph's courageousness on the court.
Well, I'm more courageous than him. I just want to like,
Damn.
yeah, like I'm emulating him, but I'm going a step further than he's ever gone. So I really deserve, you know, more props than he gets, which is, you know, pretty considerable.
Jeez.
Better than Steph Curry.
Better than Steph Curry, the guy that fucked up the episode.
You're going to put forth an all-time podcast performance?
Well, probably not. I said that I'm going to attempt those shots. I didn't say that I'll make them.
Did you say probably not? Is that how Steph approaches the game?
No, I'll do the 3-point thing. What I'll do is I'll shoot it and then I'll just turn around and I'll put my three fingers up in the air and everybody will be looking at me and they'll be like, "He fucking did it." But like the ball is so far to travel that people won't even like they'll have forgotten by the time it misses and
Oh.
it hits the the mascot or whatever.
So you do ultimately, Iman. No, it was J.R. Smith or was it Iman Shumpert on that gif? Who missed that three and walked away?
That was Nick Young.
Nick Young.
That was Nick Young.
Nick Young. That's awesome. But wait, So, Mike, you have to be either Clay or Dre.
I'm Dre.
You're Dre.
Are you kidding?
That's awesome.
I'm the ruthless animal on defense of the podcast.
So you're going to be all energy tonight?
Yep.
And you're going to yell?
I'm going to scream.
You have to be mean to me and Josh if we're not playing well. That's part of his
right.
game.
Right. Shut up. See? It works, man.
Okay, I'll stop.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, wait. Is that how it goes for him? Does he feel intense remorse all the time?
I'm just going to say this one time. Maybe in a podcasting team, we don't want the other people to shut up. But that's it. I'll stop
now. Okay. That's fair feedback. We're a good team.
We're a good team. And remember, this is Josh's fault. Hi. You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Mike Bogart, Josh Harrison, and me, Dapanjani. Enjoy the episode.
Do you always say me first?
You know, I try to.
Is it a BHJ thing?
It's that I'm looking at you.
I'm first in your eyes.
Yeah.
Ha. Listen, you fucking jerks.
Oh my god.
This is too much.
Play better. Shut up.
I haven't had the chance to yet.
Listen, we're all in this together.
This is the tip off.
No, it's all right. All right. I'm hyped. What is it?
I want to tell you something, guys.
Okay.
At the Art Institute of Chicago.
Yeah.
Where I have recently been.
The world's most intense atmosphere.
Yes. There it is. There is a courtyard.
Yeah, there are two or three courtyards, I think.
I've been there.
This one is the one in the building.
Oh, I love that one.
With the cafeteria, you know?
Very nice.
There's a cafeteria. In the courtyard, there's a fountain.
Ah.
Okay.
In the fountain, there's a family of ducks.
Oh, really?
And ducklings.
Wow.
What's in the ducks?
grass? Plant muck? What do they eat?
Okay. I thought that's what we were doing. We were just doing one of those like infinite zoom things.
Yeah. Atoms. Quarks.
Is that what we're doing? Or are we doing
that's not what we're doing. We're stopping very soon in the zoom.
Okay. So we're not doing the pilot episode of The Sopranos.
No.
Anybody on this podcast? No?
No.
That's not a reference.
Sorry.
Making my way through The Sopranos right now.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah. No one wants to know how it is? Okay, fine. I'll tell you later.
There are ducklings.
In that one episode.
Hey, stop trying to hog the ball. Let Draymond have it.
Oh, shit, he's right.
Oh, okay, yeah. Dude, I should have yelled at you.
Take it.
Thanks. Fuzzy ducklings. I saw them at lunch today.
Oh.
And guess how they get out of the water?
Staircase.
A ramp. It's a very tiny ramp. But here's the thing. They're really small and uncoordinated and slippery, and they fall off the ramp all the time.
Aww.
It's adorable.
That's funny.
But they fall down.
Right.
So instead of a ramp, get these flightless baby ducks out of the pool for me.
Oh.
Aww.
And remember, if you touch them, they might imprint on you, and now you have a duck.
Okay.
As like a child.
A child.
Right.
Yes.
All right, Steph, fire away.
Okay. From downtown, a faucet.
Okay.
Go on.
So this faucet fills up the fountain until it's overflowing. So the ducklings, like, they don't have a lip to climb over. All they got to do is just go to the edge, and then they
swim right out.
They're out, yeah. That wasn't a risky shot. That was pretty, that was a layup.
But then, isn't
that wasn't a layup? That was, I would call that a miss. What's happening with the water?
Aren't you just making a bigger pool eventually?
And don't they constantly have to fight the overflowing current?
Well,
this isn't a relaxing time in the fountain anymore.
Well, it's like the faucet's in the middle, so the waves like ripple outwards, so the force of the water is already kind of like pushing them to the edge. That's how they get out.
There's waves?
Well, like, I don't know, when you have a faucet go in. It's like, what is that? Imagine Entertainment. You have that, like, single drop, and then there's, like, the little mini waves. Imagine, like, a million of those.
Okay.
How will... Okay.
It sounds dangerous for a fuzzy little duckling.
The only thing that would make this from downtown is if you actually started the faucet somewhere else from downtown.
Well, that's what I was imagining, that I would be, like, standing at the corner of the courtyard about to buy a hot dog, and there's, like, a little faucet there, and it's like, do not turn. And I, like, well, I got to see what this does.
Oh, okay. So you can control the ducts. You're not constantly going to keep this faucet on.
No, because then they wouldn't be able to go in the fountain.
Right.
Right.
They'd just be constantly sort of in one ever-growing fountain.
Right.
Hey, how do they get in there if they're having so much trouble with the lip getting out?
Ramp.
Yeah.
There's a two-way ramp?
Aren't all ramps two-way ramps?
Yeah, what am I saying? You know, this ramp thing just came up in another episode of The Sopranos. I should have paid closer attention.
Really?
Yeah. But even in that episode, they did a bad job with the ramp, so that's probably why I didn't learn. I'm sorry, I'm talking too much again. You can take it back.
What about nets? That's a basketball thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Assist. Thank you.
Well, the nets have a hole in the bottom of them.
What do you mean the nets have a hole in the bottom of them? Nets have holes in many places.
Right, but like specifically, notoriously, basketball hoops, the nets attached to them, have a big old opening at the bottom that the basketball can fall into and through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, through, not
not into, yeah.
Okay, Mike, a flaw in the plan?
Yeah.
How do you clean it up?
Ours is we have really small hoops.
What?
We have really small
dude, you're going to end up creating nets. One of those, like, six-pack rings that traps fish in the ocean.
Yeah,
for your
actually. Shit.
Now it's just going to be a baby duckling family that you've just
strangled,
strangled
oh,
out of the fountain, dude.
Damn it, why'd you say that?
I'm not the one doing it. I'm just hanging back this game. I'm letting you know when things are getting
fucked. I wish you would tear a quad. That would be great. It'd stop making me strangle ducks.
I just came back from that. I thought you were Draymond. You should want to strangle ducks.
Oh, God, maybe I'm not cut out for Draymond.
Do you want to be Clay?
Yeah, he's pretty chill.
Nice.
All right, well, we still need some sort. Can we get crazier with the idea? The faucet is nice, Josh. I mean,
yeah.
It's nice, but it's not Steph Curry.
Okay, here is a Steph Curry idea.
Okay, better than Steph Curry idea.
Right. This is a my own three-point line idea. How many feet from my own three-point line is it to the basket that I've got to shoot?
80?
Okay, so 80 feet that I've got to shoot with accuracy.
Okay, you're going to shoot an 80-foot shot.
Yeah, so here's the deal. I've got an 80-foot rod, and at the end of this rod is a little magnet, and we've put little cute flowery collars on these ducks, and they all have little opposing pole magnets on them. So I'm basically fishing for ducklings from 80 feet away.
By the neck?
By the neck. Well, I mean, not like, I'm not like grabbing them by the neck. It's like, I guess they're like little harnesses. They're like little duck harnesses.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
All right.
I really like this one.
That's not, and then you can just, how do you release them?
A button.
Come on. Can a button change a magnet the other way?
Yeah.
Probably. Like, what button, though?
Think of it. There are those, like, magnetic sealing doors where, like, you just swipe a key card and it's like, boop.
I don't know what.
Who knows how those work,
yeah,
though.
Dude, I've never had any idea.
Electromagnetics.
Explain it to me, though. Like, what does it mean?
I don't know. Magnets can be electrified to suck in a direction or push in the other one.
Is this safe to use on ducklings in the water?
Yes.
Are we going to electrocute them on the neck?
No, my high school radio station had one of those electromagnetic doors to it where, like, you literally just could not open it unless you swiped a card. And then it was effortless. It just made the magnet shut off.
It made, okay, I guess you could shut off magnets.
Yeah.
This is honestly, like, I am a science graduate. Some part of what you're saying feels right to me, so I'm going to chalk that up to my education. But in terms of, like, the mechanics, you're telling me I can turn any piece of metal into a magnet? Is that why Magneto is so powerful?
No, I don't think you can turn any piece of metal into it.
I think that's why Magneto is so powerful. I'm pretty sure that's what he's doing.
Well, he can just control any metal.
Yeah.
Through magnetism. He is Magneto.
Yes.
Right? So, okay, so I should have been paying attention to comic books and not textbooks.
Exactly.
Yeah, this would have been a lot simpler.
Got it. Is there any comic book about ducks?
Howard the Duck?
Duck Tracy.
Duck Tracy? It has now been 3 days since I got my beloved wallet back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy to have it back, and I'm so, you know, thankful for people like the person who returned my wallet. What a good dude.
Yeah. Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
Shout out.
We can call him N. I don't think anyone will be able to figure it out from one letter, right?
Sure.
No, I don't think so.
No. Major shout out to N.
Major shout out to N. N is the man. As you guys know, I was taking a walk that day, particularly long walk along the lakeshore area.
You sent us a bunch of beautiful pictures. It was a great walk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those dogs playing, that was a great one.
I really like that. I can't believe the exact moment was caught.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. But yeah, I was having myself a wonderful day. It was like 72 and sunny, and so I sat down close to kind of, you know, Mike, by Navy Pier, there's kind of the beaches where people sit and mm-hmm. hang out. I think yeah. Oak Street is one of them.
Ohio Street.
Ohio
Beach,
I don't know, some
there,
of them.
Yeah.
But right by there, I was kind of sitting in that area right next to Lakeshore Drive in between that and the lake uh-huh. where they have like those steps.
The steps,
yeah. I was chilling there. I took a photo that I really liked. I actually took a photo of the exact spot I was at, and then I got up and started walking to Navy Pier, which in about 10 minutes, I realized, oh, shit, I don't have my wallet. Mm. Yeah. And so I turned around. I sprinted back, which I haven't done in a while again.
A full sprint?
Full sprint.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
How did it feel?
Pretty good. Every now and then, ever since like a few years ago when I realized, hey, when was the last time I did a full sprint? I've tried to do at least one a year just to know what my max speed is.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I like that.
How do you measure that, though?
Feel? Miles I don't know. Per hour? I'm not, like, timing it, guys. I'm just making sure I could still run fast if the situation calls for it. And okay. if I can run fast enough to make it to, you know, a safer situation. I'm not that fast.
Did you run fast enough to recover your wallet before it was taken? I know the answer to this.
I did not. Yes, you do.
Mm.
I got there. And the guy who was sitting next to me was still there even. Like, I got there relatively within the same time frame of the day. And I tapped that guy on the shoulder. I'm like, hey, man, did you see a wallet right here, like right after I left? And he goes, no. And honestly, I would have noticed. I've been looking at every cute girl that walks by. And I'm like, oh, what? God. Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to know this right now. Like,
yeah.
Did you see the wallet?
Weird.
How old was this guy?
I don't know, man. I don't want to talk too much about this
guy.
But, you know, he did give me some sort of... this was like a weird, offensive Carmen Sandiego mission I was on where the clues from the townspeople are, for some reason, not considerate of others. Anyway, I'm looking around. I can't find anything. And so in my brain, you guys know how I operate. I just kind of immediately accept the loss and move forward.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like you.
Yeah. I called the credit card companies. Apparently on the Chase app, you can freeze your account.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. That
convenient.
Was nice. Did that. Got the new credit card thing, was figuring out the license and the this and the everything. Oh, by the way, good Samaritan, there was someone working at Clark and Lake, the train station there, and like my wallet is gone, so I also don't have my Ventra card to get on the CTA. Mm-hmm. So I would have had to actually walk back that entire walk to
very far
to go home.
It was like 3 hours.
You could have called an Uber or something.
No, I disabled my credit card.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that you can like, I think that if you're, I don't know, let's cut this part out.
No, we don't need to. I actually think we should keep this part in because you really, like, in that moment is when it becomes immediately clear to you that the only reason most people interact with you in the world is money.
Huh.
Like, it's a weird little thing, but it's the truth. But that's not to say that people are bad because I got to the CTA station. I explained what was going on. I'm like, hey, how do I, like, get this? Because I have a monthly pass. I'm like, can I get another copy of this? And she said, if you registered your card, you can. And I'm like, I did. So I was about to put in, like, the invoice. And she goes, for now, you can just get another card. Tap the thing and go up. And I'm like, I would totally do that, but everything from my wallet is gone, not just the whole wallet is gone.
Right, right. The wallet itself.
And she did one of those awesome, Chicago has a lot of like silent badasses who when they hear you, they don't respond with their words. They just walk over to the place where they're going to help. So she walked over to the turnstile, got out like a card, tapped me in, like let me walk through, and she goes, the brown line is up there. Like I know where the brown line is, but she even like told me where to go and like what. It was great. She was so nice.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, and because of her I got home. I was watching the NBA finals. It was great. I was texting you guys, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then I get a Facebook message from this dude, and like the next day he's right there, like in hand with the wallet. Nothing is gone. He happened to be taking the same walk I was taking. And it was just like the raddest shit ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I know. I couldn't believe it. So
what
a guy. Shout out to everyone along that journey. Probably not the offensive guy a little bit. But, you know, he gave me a clue. So shout out in. No, I still feel weird shouting about
it. No, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. So anyway, when he gave me the wallet back, I wanted to give him something. And what I was hoping was, that I could at least like treat someone that he knows and him to like something. Like maybe they could go out to eat. I could get them a gift
ice
certificate.
Cream.
Something, right? And he's like, no, not ice cream would have been nice. And he's like, no, not like that's not necessary. And I'm like, what about? It was really early in the morning. He met me before work.
Oh,
yeah, I know. And he's just like, I'm like, what about coffee? Like, can I just get you a coffee? And he's like, no, it's all right. Don't worry. Like, you know, like I'm just happy you got it back. Don't worry about it. So the only thing I could offer him was I just put out like a standing, like general offer that if he ever needed a friend, I was available. I'm just like for pretty much anything. You could just call in a favor whenever you want. Like,
oh,
I got your back. The dude was so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so now that I have my wallet back, I'm really happy. But I couldn't give a reward and I kind of feel bad about that. So I was curious, instead of my inability to give an award, what's a reward you would give to someone if you were being like, not just this circumstance, I'm actually going to add a little twist to this. If you were capable of providing them with like genie-esque wishes, what's something you would reward someone who gave you your wallet back with? Sorry for ending that question with the preposition.
I feel like every person has something that they have lost over the years that they just can't get back. And it could be for any number of reasons. Like it could have been stolen, or they could have misplaced it, or it could have broken, or, you know, been lost in an accident, like a house fire or something. Like everybody has something like that. Maybe not the house fire bit. That seems pretty like 0.1% of population type thing. But everybody's lost something.
I almost feel like you're setting up others to commit crimes.
No. So if it was a genie wish, I would just let this guy wish one thing that he had lost back into his life.
Wow.
Like, I wish my house didn't burn down on fire.
Well, like, I'm thinking of something specific. Like, hey, I had this photo album of my beloved family dog that was with me, like, you know, from as early as I could remember and all through my childhood. And he was my favorite dog, but the house burned down. And I want those pictures of Charlie. And so, you know, the genie could bring back the Charlie album.
Okay. That's a fair trade. Yeah, I like that.
That seems nice, but I really would have liked it if Charlie could have come back.
I mean, I guess, yeah, like, in a way, they lost Charlie, too, so sure, bring back Charlie. Sky's the limit.
Oh, my God.
But heaven is not. So you're saying the dog can come back from the dead?
I mean, I guess. I don't know. If we're going by, like, Robin Williams' genie rules, he can't bring dead people back to life, I think. But Charlie's not a person.
Dead dog.
Right, exactly. I think so. I think one of the rules was that you can't bring dead people back to life. I don't know. Maybe Will Smith genie can do it.
Fascinating.
Hmm.
If someone gave you that wish, what would you get back into your life?
Hmm.
I know mine.
What?
Well, a person I used to date has my cherished, beloved stuffed animal from when I was a very small boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How?
I don't remember.
That always happens.
Yeah. it's just gone, and I know that where it is. I'm never going to get it.
Oh,
dang. That sucks, dude. I'm sorry.
I know.
Did the stuffed animal have a name?
Gunned puppy. Well, he was from he was a Gunned brand puppy.
Oh. So, what brand puppy?
Gunned, you know Gunned?
Isn't it like Gund?
So?
Isn't it like a
G-U-N-D?
Isn't it?
I don't know if there's an umlaut. There
I
might
don't
be an
know.
Umlaut.
Gunned means like dirt in my language.
Dirt Well, let's not call him dirt puppy. He's my boy.
Wow. Okay, what'd he look like?
Well, he
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa.
Do you know him?
No, oh. But what does every bad parent do? Replace the dog.
Right.
Can you look it up? Can you buy Gunned Puppy on the internet? Maybe get yourself a Gunned Puppy
Maybe
V2.
Maybe eBay. Gunned
Maybe
puppy.
Josh just granted you your wish, dude.
Gunned Puppy dog. That's him. This is only $20.
Get him, Mike.
Oh, my God.
$20 for the thing that you've been missing since you were a child. Or, I mean, I guess somebody used to date.
Do you think I should do it?
Yes.
Wait. Hang on. If Josh is the genie, shouldn't Josh buy it for you?
No.
Yeah. Because Josh has to bring it back into your life.
Come on.
I think that's how genieing works.
Yeah.
I'm not the genie.
You are the genie, Josh.
Be the genie.
Okay, fine.
You know what? Steph Genie would do it.
Steph Curry would buy me this stuffed animal.
Send me the link.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. So who's my genie then for whatever I want?
I don't know.
You got a lamp?
Got a lamp you miss?
No. It's not something that I overly miss too much, but it's something where I just don't know what happened to it to the point where if it reappeared in my life, maybe there would be some clues around what happened. Because I, for some reason, thought it was a great idea to get a class ring when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Mike, did
Justin's,
you get one?
Justin's, me too.
You did?
Yeah.
I did not get one. I saw a great tweet, though, of like, that's how you identify who has everything.
A class ring? Yeah.
No, a high school class ring.
Yeah. Mm. But
poor Mike, you feel so bad now. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I do.
No, you're a good man. You're a good man.
I mean, you're soon going to have everything, including Gunned Puppy back.
Dude, yeah.
That's true.
Your life is literally getting
richer. Got it made.
So the thing that I would bring back is this class ring because I don't know what happened to it. It's just like all of a sudden I stopped having it to the point where like my mom made some weird accusation asking if I sold it, even though it's like a very personalized thing that has my name on it and everything.
Wait, whoa. I love that so much. How did that go down?
I don't know. She was
no,
just...
No. You need to know. What was the day like? What was the weather like? Tell me how this conversation happened about your mom asking if you sold your class ring.
Well, it was like she had been asking what happened for a while, and I guess I was just dodging it because I didn't know, and I felt bad because I lost it. And, like, I don't know, like, my parents paid for it because they're wonderful, very generous people. And so I ended up losing it, and I was careless, and I lost something. And in this conversation, I am also now realizing that the thing that I want more than that is I want to get the episode back.
Oh, psychology. There it is. It just happened.
Holy shit, Mike, do you remember how I told you you had everything?
Yeah.
Now you are living the same storyline as Mr. Burns, because he also lost his, like, beloved childhood.
Bobo!
He did. Wow.
You're Mr. Burns, dude.
Well, I'm young Mr. Burns.
What a place to be.
Right?
Yeah. It's
probably pretty good for him back in his 30s.
I have long wondered why you don't do more villainy.
More villainy stuff?
You have the look. Think about if you were a villain. Wouldn't that be a much better...
What do you mean I have the look?
I don't think he has the look.
Really?
I have a villain look.
Is your hair styled?
Yeah.
You look like a European villain.
No way. No way.
European? Well, I'll take it. Yeah. They look cool.
Okay, there you go.
Like
you're a European
nice,
villain.
Tight-fitting turtleneck and a cool, some cool pants.
That's you. Make it your reality.
What's your opening line to Bond?
Mr. Bond. So... good to see you.
What are you, Dracula?
I'm not asking you to change your voice. I'm asking you to commit villainous acts.
Well, I guess it's not good to see him because I'm the villain.
But I know you don't like hurting people.
Yeah.
So what's a victimless crime?
Fraud. Well, it depends.
Dude, the fact that you think that makes you so perfect for this.
How do you feel about stretch limos?
Love them.
I also love them.
I found out a fact about stretch limos that blew my mind today.
Okay.
What are you, a clickbait headline?
This sounds fun.
Yeah, one thing about stretch limos that you didn't know. Did you know that a stretch limo is simply a sedan, town car, or other vehicle that is cut in half, extended, and then welded back together?
I feel like what you just described is how you would make a new car. How else would they have made this car?
Well, it's like taking an existing car. I'm just surprised that this isn't like something that they make at the like Lincoln Town Car Factory.
What like do you think they make at the Lincoln Town Car Factory? Just
Lincoln,
making Lincoln
yeah.
Town cars.
I know, which is why I'm surprised that they aren't making something that is just like longer. This is an entirely aftermarket thing, and they just look so slick. Like you don't see the weld lines at all.
Oh, they're all aftermarket.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're saying, but I don't understand. How could it possibly be aftermarket if they are released to the market like that?
I don't think they are. I think that's the thing. If you go to like Lincoln.com or I mean, maybe that's not their website. That might be a historical thing. Or like Hummer.com, which also maybe don't go there. Let's figure out what the actual website is there.
Hold on.
What are you trying to get us to do here?
I'm just saying, if you go to the official car manufacturer websites, I don't know if you can buy. I don't think you can, according to this, because like if you're Lincoln and you're making a stretch limo, why would you like make a non-stretch limo and then destroy a completed car and extend it from there? You make it extended.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get what you're saying. But I feel like it's very, just in the technical language of it, you destroy a lot of stuff to make a car, right? Like other parts of a car are done.
No, I know, but a completed car is not one of those things.
But isn't a completed car also built of pieces?
Yes, it is, but not pieces of completed car.
What else could it be built out of, dude?
Like, I don't know, molten metal that is made into a frame and, like, tires and...
What is a car?
The potential energy of the car.
Yeah. It's just the frame and the tires.
So anyway, this blew my mind. Apparently you're not that shocked by it. But if you had any item in your life, and I'm going to specify this because making something longer on its own is not something that I want to just throw out there to this group. If you had to make it longer by cutting it in half and then adding extra bits in the middle of it, what would you make longer?
All candies.
Oh. Explain that to me. So you're basically just going to end up with Tootsie Rolls across the board?
Well, no. I guess I just want to cut a Snickers bar in half and then add more Snickers bar.
They make that.
I just want like a 6-foot-long Snickers bar.
Okay.
What I mean?
But you would make that by buying a whole bunch of individual Snickers bars?
Centipeding them together.
Fascinating. Mm. And you would mostly be...
You could do it on a necklace.
What do you do with all the extra ends?
You're
going to be all ends except for two ends.
You melt them down to make more middle.
That's not... No, you... No. Stop. You can't melt down the ends of a Snickers bar and think that that's what the middle of a Snickers bar is. That's not what a middle of a Snickers bar is.
That's true. It's mostly chocolate there at the end. Like... Not as much.
Not
filling.
Just that, but melting is not the process to make a Snickers bar.
Okay. I'll give you that. We can't just recandify it.
No, I mean you can have the waste. I guess.
Can I just eat the?
You should just eat the other ends.
Okay.
Are you just gonna smush them together?
Maybe you could do it like a gingerbread and use a different candy to glue them.
Don't they have those like little bags next to the like? Next to where all the bars and everything are, they have those little bags where they have, like, Reese's Bites. Don't they have Snickers Bites where they're, like, little tiny things?
Yeah, but that's basically a bag of ends.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you just repurpose those as that, and now you have all the middles to make your 6-foot-long Snickers.
Wait a minute. Did we literally just stumble upon to what happens when you buy a king-size Snickers?
Maybe. It's like donut holes.
Right. That has also never made sense to me. How does that happen? So, okay, I'm imagining a full donut is, like, completely covered everywhere, right?
Uh-huh. I don't think that's how they make donuts. We're going to get letters about this one.
How do you make a donut?
I think you just, like, you roll it and then you, like...
You roll it as a donut?
No, you roll it as, like, a log, and then you connect the ends, I think.
Okay, so basically you make a circular limousine out of this thing?
Yes.
You are making a circle, and then you fry that. Okay,
uh-huh.
Got
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah.
But then wouldn't... The donut hole have to have come from the middle of that?
Well, I think donut holes are like a separate thing.
It's metaphorical.
Yeah, they're called donut holes, but they're really just like the same dough just rolled into like a little tiny thing.
Wow. But the donut has a hole.
Yes.
It does. It just hasn't been like punched out.
Right.
Wouldn't that be a better way to make donut holes?
You'd be making like donut thick pancakes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be making donut thick pancakes.
Yeah,
what are you talking
it
about?
It would be spherical.
Why not? I could get like a donut baller.
Oh.
A donut baller.
All of a sudden, I've changed your mind, Mike.
You could get a donut baller. That's true.
And you know what? If you think it's impossible, just picture this. It'll be like tongs that are fatter than the whole donut, so the middle part doesn't get caught. It's like one of those tooth things. Yeah.
That's thoughtful.
That's what I thought they'd been doing, but then I was going to ask what they did with the insides, because wouldn't the insides spill everywhere? But not if you make the perfect donut baller, and I thought that's what we were going to figure out.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like you got that one down.
So what would you make longer, Tappan?
What would I make longer? the school day, now that I don't have to participate in school anymore. Kids, you have to do math twice.
Yeah, get them out of my hair.
That's villainous. That is the most villainous thing that anybody's ever done.
Yeah, I'm going to create a better society by having them double up on social studies. Back-to-back social studies this year.
Stupid kids.
If I double gym, I bet a whole bunch of kids would like me, but I bet a whole bunch of kids would hate me, too.
Tons of kids hate gym.
Right.
Why do kids hate gym? Gym is so awesome.
I love gym.
Anybody hate gym out there?
I hated gym.
Wait. Oh, my God. Someone right here hated gym. I didn't have to put out a call to the whole world. You hated gym? Why?
Yeah, I don't know, because especially in high school, like, I wasn't an athletic kid. I was one of the ones that was, like, picked last. I didn't want that.
I also was picked last pretty often. I'm not a very athletic person, but I just love playing. I used to get so into it.
I just didn't. I don't know. I enjoy it more now. There should be adult gym. Holy shit.
That's not as big of a revelation as you think it is.
There's adults. Definitely adult gym.
No, I don't want to go to like a gym. I want like the type of class where like every day it's a different thing, and some days we play dodgeball, and some days there are those ropes, and some days there are those like little butt scooter things, and like, I don't know.
What were those? Butt scooter things?
Oh yeah, what
parachute day. Come on, guys.
That's true. But I think those butt scooter things might be kind of like the Snickers bites in that they are the remnants of a longboard.
Right, yeah, you're right.
Give them to the kids.
Okay, Mike, so in the lost episode that we recorded yesterday, if you recall, Tappan and I kind of guided you on how to negotiate, and you and I had our very first negotiation.
We did. How did it go?
It didn't go that great. You needed a lot of help, and I kind of gave you a gimme, I think, at the end.
I don't think that's the case at all. I was present for the whole thing, and I'm pretty sure Mike negotiated down a bag of M&Ms that's going to cost you $11 to $9.50 and a party invite.
Okay, well, I mean, we can't be sure because that episode is lost to time.
Hey, have we considered that he lost that on purpose?
Oh, no, but that's...
No, because I mean, I already bought you the M&Ms and they're arriving. Like, it would have been a fun follow-up to that episode for that to be something we talked about next week. Yeah, you're going to get them this week.
Sorry, so now you're going to buy him two things?
Well, so I already made a commitment to buy this second thing, but...
That's some pretty stiff shit, buying, like, from way more than you need, way beyond his means.
so this gunned puppy thing.
Yeah.
What I want to do is I want to negotiate the quality of this item.
What do you mean, like, used or new?
Yeah, because I could save some money if I bought a used one.
Oh, no. Yeah, you could.
Wait, what if the used one is yours?
I was thinking about that. What if your ex was so, like, done with you that she's like, what's this piece of shit? Let me sell it.
It's true.
Any ideas on her potential Amazon username?
Yes. But I will not share them. Okay. I mean, judging on how I used mine, I'm not sure I would want some other kids.
Oh, my God. Gross.
Okay.
No, not for that. I was, like, three. I just peed on it.
Oh,
what? That is so much worse than I thought you were talking about.
Not on purpose.
I thought that you meant that, like, I don't know, you put the ear in your mouth or something like that. And maybe you still...
That too?
You did that too and you peed on it, Mike?
Sure, he was my guy.
In fairness, I bit a bunch of ears.
Yeah, I bit them also, but I didn't do it after peeing on them.
Well, to each their own.
Okay, I mean, so right now, Mike, what I am committing to buy you is a soiled, bitten, gunned puppy. So let's negotiate up from there. Let's see what you learned yesterday.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with how about 5 new gun puppies?
Okay,
nice.
Start high.
You learned a lot.
Yeah,
nice. Yesterday, you would have offered to pay for half of the shitty one.
Fair.
So, I mean, the genie wish was to give you back the thing that you lost. The thing that you lost was a soiled, bitten, gunned puppy. A single
That's
one.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So why should I give you even 2 of them, and let alone a new one? Like, I'm getting you back the thing that you lost.
Here's the thing, though. It's probably not the thing I lost.
Nice.
And only 5 new gun puppies can replace my original Mike Bogart gun puppy.
Dude, Mike, beautiful. You changed what was being replaced to being the emotional state and not the product in question. Well done.
Negotiating.
But still, like, why 5? Like, explain to me why 5. I'm not necessarily conceding this yet, but like the absolute max that I'm even considering on the table, on the distant end of this table that is an 80-foot Steph Curry 3-pointer away from where we are now, is a single new gunned puppy.
Okay.
Say deal.
Oh, God. Deal. Why did I say deal?
Because he's going to buy you a new one, dude. It's done.
Oh, yeah, done.
Yeah, the negotiation is done.
Okay, I got what I wanted.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is.
I was saying that was on the far end of the table, though.
Hey, man, you agreed to it.
I got out-negotiated by Mike.
That's called negotiating, man. Boom.
Beautiful. You put your offer out.
I did. I Draymond'd you.
Draymond. He out-efforted you.
I got you to do what I wanted.
Did you do any clay things? You played it pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't really even know what was going on the whole time.